AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Bill Cosby has been released from prison. Pennsylvania's highest court overturned Cosby's sex assault conviction. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Bill Cosby had agreed to give potentially incriminating testimony in a civil lawsuit filed by accuser Andrea Constand over a 2004 encounter as long as he would not be charged. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says District Attorney Kevin Steele was obligated to keep his predecessor's promise to Cosby. Instead, Steele had Cosby arrested for sexual assault and charged in 2015. That conviction has now been thrown out. Cosby has served 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence at a prison near Philadelphia. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Later today, the House is expected to vote on starting a select committee to investigate the January Capitol riot. California Democrat Jackie Speier was shot and nearly killed in Guyana in the 1970s. Her thinking back in January.
I thought at that moment, my God, I survived Guyana, but I'm not going to survive this in the House of Democracy in the country in which I was born.
Republicans say this is a political move by Democrats. A source tells the AP charges could be filed tomorrow against the Trump Organization and its chief financial officer as part of an investigation into former President Donald Trump's finances. Four more bodies have been found in the rubble of the collapsed condo in Surfside, Florida. 16 people have died. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says search and rescue continues.
We're dealing with inclement weather as I speak, but we keep moving forward. We keep looking for certain signs, specific things as we're checking areas, focusing on our grids.
147 people are missing. In Vancouver, British Columbia, police say they've responded to more than 65 sudden deaths since the heat wave there. Authorities in Washington and Oregon are investigating about a dozen deaths. This is AP News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a U.S. reconnaissance plane was operating in sync with a British destroyer in an incident in the Black Sea.
Moscow says one of its warships fired warning shots and a warplane dropped bombs in the path of British destroyer Defender on June 23 to force it out of an area near the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed in 2014. Britain denies this account, insisting its ship wasn't fired upon and said it was sailing in Ukrainian waters. Putin says the US aircraft's apparent mission was to monitor his military's response to the British destroyer. He added that Moscow was aware of the US intentions and responded accordingly to avoid revealing sensitive data. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Putin later said that incident couldn't have triggered a global conflict even if Russia had sunk the warship, because the West knows it can't win such a war. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.